Penguin Random House Audio presents Alice. Alice Roosevelt Longworth, From White House Princess to Washington Power Broker. By Stacey A. Cordery. Read for you by Alex Picard. Note to listeners. This program includes a downloadable PDF that contains the Roosevelt family tree from the book. Please feel free to refer to it as you listen along. The names listed in boldface will be discussed throughout. To Lewis L. Gould, mentor above all, and Simon Cordery, partner in all. Preface. For nearly all of her 96 years, Alice Roosevelt Longworth occupied a unique place in the nation's culture. Part old guard, part new woman, Theodore Roosevelt's eldest daughter embraced her celebrity status and understood the constraints of fame, but still did precisely what she wanted. At the turn of the 20th century, she became America's Princess Alice, the intrepid first daughter who flouted social rules and thereby invited other women to challenge convention. She married Representative Nicholas Longworth in the White House as the nation's bride, showered with fairy tale presents from governments and citizens around the globe. Torn between her Republican husband and her progressive father in the 1912 election, she personified the agony of the divided GOP. Meetings in her drawing room helped to change the course of history, as she fought successfully to keep the United States from joining the League of Nations in the early 1920s. Her syndicated newspaper columns, criticizing the New Deal programs of her cousins Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, found a receptive audience and cemented her reputation as a wit. When war erupted again in Europe, Alice Longworth became a founding member of America First to keep the United States neutral in that overseas conflagration. In her 60s, during the early Cold War years, she campaigned for Robert Taft, boosted Richard Nixon, and became a passionate anti-communist. Through the Kennedy and Johnson years, she was an institution in the nation's capital, and her salon continued to bring together the powerful and the amusing. She embraced her most comfortable role, the other Washington Monument. This book is the first full biography of Alice Roosevelt Longworth based on her personal papers. Access to these untapped sources, not previously available to other biographers and scholars, has opened the way to a more nuanced view than formerly possible of the career of this remarkable American woman. Her tart witticisms were more important and influential, but Alice Longworth's sway over governmental policymakers and Washington society was due to her incisive intelligence, eclectic interests, and personal magnetism. Alice's emotional connections with family members and friends, among them leading politicians and journalists, are also revealed in her letters and diaries. Alice Roosevelt Longworth was the social doyenne in a town where socializing was state business. She had a habit of taking up promising public servants. Her approval meant instant access to insiders Washington. Every president and countless foreign dignitaries requested audiences with her. Politicians, writers, scientists, journalists, and social climbers coveted invitations to her teas. It was worse to be ignored by Mrs. L. than to be skewered by her, and her rapier-sharp dismissals were reserved for the pompous and the obsequious. She could help dispatch an ineffectual politician to an early professional death. Who remembers Thomas Dewey today as anything but the groom on the wedding cake? The hundreds of gatherings she hosted played their part in the smooth workings of the American government. Alice collected Republicans and Democrats, hawks and doves, people with and people lacking society's approbation. Talk flowed freely around her. Connections were made, deals struck. For 5 decades, the Longworth home was ground zero for serious socializing among politicians and those who sought to influence them. Her salon bridged the two worlds of Washington, society and politics. Alice Longworth ignored the Junior League and women's clubs. She had no need of them. Leaders of the free world came to her dinner table. They came because she was a politician, Never elected, always involved. The Oxford English Dictionary defines politician as one versed in the theory or science of government and the art of governing. Alice Longworth read political philosophy and avidly followed the course of legislation and foreign affairs. Her patriotism and her partisanship burned like twin flames at the center of her philosophy. She cared deeply about the preservation of the United States and never took its continuation for granted. She grew up knowing Civil War veterans, lived through two epic world wars, and faced the Cold War with trepidation and resolve. Alice Longworth expected to be disappointed by elected officials, but she never lost her love for the political game. She had a cheerful countenance, and that sometimes disguised her habit of looking on the world with what she called detached malevolence. She laughed easily and often, finding humanity wryly funny in its capricious and frequently self-destructive march. She was personally shy, just one reason she never sought elected office. Alice brooked weakness from no one, least of all herself. She was a mother, a grandmother, an important aunt for younger Roosevelts. And, in the same way that Eleanor Roosevelt had a platform because of her husband's position, Alice was the eldest daughter of a charismatic president, the wife of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the sister of the Assistant Secretary of the Navy, and the lover of the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee during the heady interwar years when foreign policy was debated fiercely across the nation. But it wasn't simply her name or her connections that made Alice a celebrity and a power broker. Pulitzer Prize-winning author Paul Horgan believed her spirited character, her civilized gaiety, and her all-out convictions made her a figure of political consequence, one of the first American women to achieve this position. It also took her intellect. She was widely considered the most brilliant of her siblings. Even Eleanor, who had no reason to love her cousin, admitted that Alice had an extraordinary mind. Like all Roosevelts, Alice had wide-ranging interests. An autodidact with a lifelong passion for knowledge, she taught herself Greek at age 80. Filling her bookshelves were tomes historical, philosophical, literary, and scientific. Theories of evolution were a particular interest. She retained a fascination for subjects that had grabbed her as a girl. Romany culture, fairies, poetry. In common with all her clan, Alice could and did quote quite liberally great passages from Alexander Pope, William Shakespeare, Rudyard Kipling, Charles Lamb, Niccolo Machiavelli, Sir Thomas Browne, and others. And the amount and type of poetry she cherished and recited from memory was staggering, from Ogden Nash's Limericks to G.K. Chesterton's Lepanto. Alice Longworth's extensive library contained battered and marked copies of anthologies such as the Oxford Book of English Verse, Burton Stevenson's Home Book of Verse, the modern library edition of Anthology of Famous European and American Poetry, and volumes from poets like E.A. Robinson, Ezra Pound, and Alfred Austin, usually inscribed to her by the authors. Alice and her brother Ted co-edited a volume of poetry. She loved words and word games. Dog-eared and annotated in her angular handwriting were Brewer's Dictionary of Phrase and Fable, the Oxford Book of Green Verse in Translation, and Aesop's Book of Fables. Essentially, though, she was always, always, Theodore Roosevelt's daughter, the firstborn and the longest-lived of his children. Theodore Roosevelt is the key to understanding Alice. Her formative years were shaped by abandonment. The three pivotal adults in her young life, her mother, involuntarily, her father, her aunt, abrogated their principal duties as parents. They failed to love her unconditionally, and they all left her prematurely. Alice grew up with no reason to trust anyone. To thine own self be true became the motto of a girl who was motherless, rejected by her father, forsaken by her surrogate mother, Auntie Bi, and widowed young by her unfaithful husband. The acting out that Alice did as a teenager in the White House was only partly to gain the attention of the father she so desperately needed to notice her. It was also the logical modeling of a child.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?